Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, No Holds Barred, we're talking about anything and everything.
No topics, no gods, no masters.
We probably won't talk
and
about...
And one cucumber.
Oh, boy.
For Eddie.
Forgot about that. All of this in a cucumber.
Today.
I just have so many thoughts when that's going on, yeah. And then they all disappear as soon as the music stops.
It's a thought-provoking.
But one of
piece.
My recent, more recent thoughts was that today Safi was putting her finger very far up her nose, and one of my problems as a parent is that I still think that's really funny, and that I'm like saying no, but she knows I'm just like cracking up, like
making the whole finger
under
disappear.
The surface. Yeah. And so then it just became a thing where like putting her finger in her nose was really funny. And like,
yeah,
I just couldn't deny it because I thought it was funny too.
She did that to me, and I'm like, what are you like? That's not funny. And then she tried to stick her finger up my nose, and I was like, that's kind of funny that like that's your next step.
Yeah.
But
well, and so is if that didn't work, would she call her sister into the room?
Probably. Like she'd be like, follow me. Like,
yeah,
I'd be like, I'm curious
where we're gonna park this thing next.
She's honing her comedy, I guess. She's okay, well, kid. This doesn't work on you, let's see what does work on you. Okay, so the other thing was that she and I have this inside joke, which is that we blow on our hands to make the fart sound. And today I was like trying to show her how to make an even better fart sound.
Which one is that?
Which is the two hands together.
Yeah, the butt cheeks.
The butt cheeks.
your mouth is the sphincter and your hands are the butt cheeks on that one. Will you please let one loose, Meg? Ooh, that's a flapper.
And we need it clean.
She didn't get it though.
Do it once more, okay. And we won't talk. Okay.
That was almost like
it.
A fan boat born on the bayou. I call that one. That's after some gator stew.
Oh, this relates to the other thing that I was thinking was that Eddie went pee before we started recording the podcast, and I had the opportunity and I didn't do it. And I was thinking, why didn't I do it? Because I do have to pee, but is it because I'm lazy, or is it part of me that is enjoying holding my pee for the pleasure of releasing it later at a time
delayed gratification.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the first one.
Laziness.
And you just are like ready to get this thing done. You're ready to, you know.
No, I've heard somewhere that there was at one point in history, I heard that it's good to go on stage or something.
No,
when
it's
you have
true.
To pee.
Baseball players go out when they gotta take a whiz. They don't take a whiz in the dugout. They don't just pee under the bench.
Yeah.
They go out on the field first, then they pee under the bench once they get back.
I mean, I think part of it is, yes, you are going to get to the pee part, but also it partially maybe it partially takes your mind off of what's going on so that...
What is that tapping sound? Why do we keep getting that?
I don't hear anything.
Oh.
Okay. I haven't touched anything yet. You don't... I mean,
so you're not overthinking what you're doing because you're like partially just
that
thinking
sound.
About how you have to pee. Oh, yeah, there it was.
You got a little tapper.
How's it now?
The old pop filter. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, yeah.
There we go.
Filter those pops.
And now I got to get way back.
Excuse me.
Yeah, marching band, they would tell you that. Like, if you have to pee,
just hold it
because you'll do better. And then if you need to pee, just pee in your uniform.
Did anybody do that?
Not in your trombone.
I guess. I don't know.
No one just ran off the field?
I never did.
I would just not pee in my uniform and probably leave the field.
I like the idea of peeing later.
Yeah. I'm not just going to choke at the bat, you know, for too long. I mean, eventually, even if Dad just did pass a whole line of cars, like, he's going to have to pull over and let me pee no matter what. Like,
I got to some point in my adulthood where I was like, and maybe I'm still there, where it's like, if I have to pee at all, I'm just going to go pee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to ever hold my pee for any amount of time.
Well, it has to be done sometimes.
Yeah, because you have to get from where you are to the bathroom. But
yeah.
But, like, if I have the slightest inkling of pee, I'm just going to go pee.
Wow. What a responsible man.
No, I don't think it's responsible. I think it's, like,
it's comfort.
It's a comfort. It's a lazy thing. I think it's an even lazier thing.
You think it's lazier to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's lazier than holding your pee.
Holding your pee is like what workers do.
Yeah. Right. Chinese people. Oh, boy.
So we got
all these comments. Or last week we talked about comments on our ice sound. And glass with hyphens between the words sound. And this week we got another comment and I was like, oh, it's on the same sound because it's glassclink.mp3. And I was thinking, well, that would be
cool.
That'd be cool if it was the same one, but then it's not. And then I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it, but here it is. This is...
Oh, you couldn't...
That's the sound.
You couldn't find the comment?
I couldn't find where it was.
Oh.
Like, how I had used this sound.
Oh, right. But what was the comment?
The comment is from Shindanho.
Oh, yeah.
You know Shindanho?
Yeah.
He says... Mm-hmm. He says, because I'm pretty confident it's a man... He says, thanks a lot.
Nice.
I would be rolling
You're
my
welcome,
eyes too,
sir or I mean, madam.
What are you clinking? Like, it doesn't really...
He has been a user for 16 hours.
I guess.
But I mean, he's like, he's...
He needs
it. He's leaving comments. That's nice.
Yeah. I'm not knocking him.
In his scene, someone has to clink a beer with a wine glass.
Here's some other sounds that Shindaho... Shindanho. So he's like a Japanese Portuguese person. Shindanho has downloaded coffee grinder.
That's fax machine mislabeled.
Yeah. Right. This is dog barking.
Okay.
That's dog. That's
he
dog for sure.
Pouring wine.
That's urine.
Oh, ooh, did he do? Yeah. Did he get pouring wine and pouring beer? Because then I
of
guess
course.
You don't pour a beer into a can.
He downloaded this. That beautiful sound, glass clink.
I don't know what he used these sounds for.
He downloaded wine bottle opening. Maybe.
I don't know. The scene has been set for me.
Yeah, and then he downloaded the cat's meow. So these are the only sounds he's downloaded.
There's a lot of duality happening here.
Can we hear the cat's meow again? That's awful.
Well, there's more.
That sounds cat to me.
That's a mad cat.
Yeah, that cat's not happy. Okay, that cat's not happy because the dog is barking. And it's like the duality of cat and dog and beer and wine. It's all coming together
at
this party.
You think he's doing a cartoon? Here's how it goes.
Oh, wine, I didn't picture a cartoon.
Here's how it goes. Wine bottle, coffee grinder? Let's see. Wine bottle opening.
Yeah, what the fuck is the coffee?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Does that come in?
Let's this is
the next
order.
Morning.
This is the order I think it goes in. Let's be quiet for Shindaho's symphony.
That made me really have to pee. Ha ha ha.
want some coffee. And scene. That was Shindaho.
That was fantastic.
Shindanho.
It's called A Night and a Day. Night and a Morning.
Shindanho's Symphony is what I call it.
Oh, yeah.
You want a coffee? Okay. That was my contribution to this podcast.
Fantastic.
I don't know what else to say after that.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But I do think that if somebody is at your house, do you say, do you want a coffee or do you want coffee?
Mm. You know, I guess while we're on the topic of the sound effects, it's time for you to crunch into that cucumber.
I keep forgetting about it, but I've got a cucumber here in front of me.
So, and it's not the largest cucumber, but it is. It's from the garden. Yeah, it is the most poisonous.
Why did I say it was in the soil?
Like, it's about the size of a large pickle you'd get from like a jar.
It has a nice shape. It's
you guys can use
it's tapered.
You can use the imperial system.
Can I hold it for a second and see the weight on it, Eddie?
I just knocked him out. He's out.
I got shit. Can we get a sound effect for that?
Hit with the cucumber. Oh man. I gotta mute him. The microphone came off.
The chair fell over. It was funny. Some real slapstick going on.
I'm sorry. That was a bad throw. The whole thing was pretty bad. I'm sorry.
I don't know what the hell he's thinking. I have like a pop filter in my hands in front of my face because they're telling me like I need it.
Oh, and then, no. I think he was bouncing.
It was an overhand throw, if I'm mistaken. Right?
That's a hefty cucumber.
Was it an overhand throw?
Let me see the weight of this damn thing.
It had some lob. Like, he's going to throw it back.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say this is about a 6-ounce cucumber.
It's not a pounder.
Donovan, it really isn't the type to throw things.
He asked me to throw it.
I know, but he's like, I could imagine him standing up to put it back even before he did it, which.
Okay, get off of it. All right, I'm dipping it in the oil and now coating it in salt and pepper.
Very nice. All right, let's hear this crunch.
It looks pretty gross. All right, no sounds until like, you know, wait a second and then give it a sound. Meg, you ruined it.
We're going to turn off our mics.
I'm sorry.
We're going to give it another shot and turn off our mics. See, that was fantastic. Glorious, by the way, Eddie.
I feel like that was the best one, though.
I'm sorry. I didn't even... It didn't register what you meant by don't make any sound.
Like, if we're going to upload the sound, it's
got to
be clean.
Yeah, get your mouth empty. Get your palate clean. We'll get this one... on tape. All right, take two. Quiet on the set.
And action.
Damn, put that in a Pace commercial. Jesus.
That one wasn't where it was
at. Oh my gosh, the first one was better, but that one was so hilarious as well.
I don't know.
I think you can maybe get the 1 second delay before.
That first one had velocity.
Well, bite the other side. Because I think
the other side has the stem where it like grew from. I don't want to bite
fine.
That.
Yeah, you do.
It's no. Just, yeah,
no,
just,
no, no, no.
Yeah, just take it off with your fingernail and then it won't be there.
Sorry, y'all listening to this.
No,
This is hilarious.
This is a good cucumber.
Very good.
All right. Meg?
Take three. We're turning off our microphones now.
Okay, here we go. Man bites cucumber. Take three.
Jesus, Eddie. By the light of Christ.
I think it's that first bite.
Yeah, there's a lot of
tension.
A lot of tension on the cucumber before you sink in.
It's louder.
You're like nearly halfway there.
It's good. It's a good cucumber. This is a good Donovan made me an oil vinegar, balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper mix. It's really good. We talked about this last week, though, right?
Yeah, that was the plan. This is,
I was like, I could eat a whole cucumber, and then you saw the cucumber, and you're like, oh, yeah, anyone could eat that.
Right? Yeah, it's true.
But still, we're getting a really nice insight into Eddie's mouth here.
Yep. Wow, listen to that one. That was like him splitting like I'm a in log. There. Yeah. His teeth are like a axe, and the pickle a log.
Mm. Okay, Donovan.
Called it a pickle.
I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
I went to the dentist today.
How'd that go? You had a calf?
No, but I don't think I'd been in 15 plus years
nice.
To the dentist.
And it was okay.
It was okay, yeah. That's good. I mean, I wanted, the minute it started, I was like, oh, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah, that's everyone.
But so there's this new thing in my mouth, though, where I have space between my bottom teeth mm-hmm. that didn't exist this morning.
Oh, yeah. That always feels weird, doesn't it?
It's pretty weird.
And your tongue gets a little cut up, like on the like.
Oh, yeah. I keep touching it with my tongue.
Yeah, it feels a little strange. The only thing I can compare it to is one time I chipped a tooth mm-hmm. and it felt kind of the same way, except it was a lot sharper.
But oh,
it had
yeah.
that same strange feeling.
Yeah, so I learned a couple of things that I've been brushing incorrectly for
15, 20,
30, my whole life,
yeah.
It sounds like.
So 22 years.
Yeah. did you know you're supposed to brush in circles?
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that. And my toothbrush has been too firm.
That's a new thing. That's a new thing. My sisters, because they're both dental assistants,
uh-huh.
and they're like, oh, no, soft bristles. But when I was a kid, they were like medium to firm bristle.
Yeah.
I prefer a medium or firm bristle.
I kind of, Eddie honestly was what made me switch to a medium to firm. And at first I didn't mm-hmm. like it. And then I was like, yeah, this feels good. It feels like I'm getting in there.
My sisters gave me an electric toothbrush and it rules. It's an Oral B, like it's the, like the top of the line.
That's
Oral
what
B.
She told me. I should go to the Sonic toothbrush.
The Sonic ones, this one is like more mechanical than like a Sonic one. And it's pretty awesome. Like it has a bunch of different heads and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I'm using it like regularly, the only thing is like currently since that house that like I live in a pigsty,
yeah.
I like don't feel comfortable keeping it in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't use it as much. I just use a normal toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know. Otherwise, I felt like I definitely could tell when I stopped using it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you probably have a pretty good dental record if you have so many dental workers in the family.
Well, I unfortunately am not 22 like yourself. And that was the last time I received insurance for it. So
right.
It's been sporadic, my visits since
But you've
then.
Been, you go when you can.
Sporadic my visits have been.
But still, I'm saying I had 15 years mm-hmm. block of time not going one time
at all. You're an astute and good person. Like, I'm sure you take care of it.
I do. They weren't. But I was really concerned with what their reaction to my teeth was going to be. Like, mm-hmm. I needed some reassurance.
That's the only reason you go to the dentist, though, right? Like,
it's reassurance.
See their reaction to you?
Yeah. Kind of. It was like, okay, am I disgusting? I need to see it in your face.
I thought you'd come home and be
totally
like, I got
gross.
6 months to live.
No teeth. She just has metal implants.
It would have been a funnier podcast if you got laughing gas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to do
or even
I'm going to get some work done.
Mm.
They didn't even need to convince me. They just told me that I should. And then I said yes.
A white gold tooth?
No, I have, what do they call it, recession?
Receding.
No, it's not my gums that are receding.
Oh.
It's a space between my gums and my teeth. Like, my teeth have gotten, like, little shelves on them.
Uh-huh.
Where they're away from the gum.
Yeah, that's where your gum line recedes.
No, I'm telling you, the dentist said it wasn't the recession of the gum. It was, like, the breaking away of the tooth. Like, the tooth was taken away, not the gum.
Well, it's chicken or the egg, though, right?
No.
I'm telling you that
I
trusted
the
dentist.
The tooth gets
longer? No, the tooth doesn't get longer. The tooth is being worn by the gums, so it's kind of sinking into the tooth. It's getting worn by something. Oh, yeah, maybe not the gums.
You've got the info.
Well, it was from the brushing too hard. So I'm thinking it's something to do with family.
I can tell you about eyes.
Anyway, whatever it is. How's the cucumber? Whatever.
How many knives?
Oh, I finished the cucumber.
Yeah, that was fast.
It was really good.
How many knives?
And it's, well, you know, I mean.
How many knives system? 7?
I do a 10, but Eddie's, 10. Eddie's okay. A 5, man.
I'm going to give your olive oil balsamic salt and pepper dip 5 knives.
Wow. You enjoyed that mix.
Yeah. You did a good job on that mix.
Man, your hand's greasy.
Well, yeah, it has olive oil all over it.
Just run it through your hair. Take your headphones off and just run it through your hair, Eddie.
Yeah, take a quick shower.
It'd be good for you.
Quick olive oil shower. The cucumber itself was mediocre. Like, I don't know. Like, what's the best cucumber you've had? I can't.
English cucumber.
I can remember the best pickle I've ever had, but the best cucumber.
You can? I want to hear about it.
Is it homemade?
No, it's probably like, well, maybe. Yeah.
Probably. Aren't we need fickle? To hear for sure what the best pickle
I
was.
I really did like fickles.
Oh, is I do like fickles. Or wickles.
Said? Yeah, he's a fickle man.
No, pickles or wickles?
Fickles. Oh. Wickles are good, too, but fickles I thought were better. Because they were local. They have that, like, Winterville logo. But I had a pickle that was... you know how I do one burger a year? I think that was a thing that I've mentioned before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I once had a pickle on a burger that was so good that I was like, this is a good burger. And I don't
remember. Nice.
I don't remember the burger. I remember the pickle.
I would like to feed you your burger this year.
Whoa.
a beef burger, is that?
Yeah, I think I gave him his burger in 2011 also at
Vic's house?
At Vic's house.
Oh.
I think I was eating more than one burger that year.
He didn't look like it.
Uh-oh. He looked beef free.
You guys are flattering me for some reason. Like, I don't understand how to take these compliments.
Well, he was really flattering you, your 2011 self. Oh, right. Self.
Yeah. Like, I look like I've had more. Like, it looks like I've had more than one burger per year now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you recall your best pickle, Diamond?
Recall your best cucumber?
There was no.
It's all right. Like, that was a good cucumber, but cucumbers are.
I've had some really delicious homemade bread and butter pickles. I remember my sister particularly making a delicious batch.
Are they sweeter?
They're
Is that
very
the thing
sweet.
About them? Okay.
And then there's
I like a sweet pickle.
There's another brand of pickles, unfortunately. I want to say Don Herman. Okay. Is the brand
Don Herman
and they are like the white soft fleshy ones, you know, they're not boiled or anything, and those are on top. Those
they're
are
not oiled. What do you mean
they're not? I said boiled.
Oh, boiled.
They're
okay.
Not boiled.
Oh, okay.
So they're really, you know, crunchy.
So the way they make pickles is first they boil a cucumber and then they
I don't know what the hell Vlasic is doing, but I don't really like it when it's all the way green through. You'll have a hard time with me eating that pickle.
This is making me want to have a pickle tasting contest. Like, maybe 7 different pickles I want to try.
Yeah, we should get some pickles together.
Yeah.
I remember I got into pickles, and I started pickling my own cucumbers for a while. And then, like, Earth Fair was selling, like, these Brooklyn pickles.
Right.
And, the jar was, like, $17.99 or something.
It's really expensive.
And I was like, that's got to be a damn good pickle. But I didn't buy it.
I've been thinking about making terrariums and vinegars to sell at Indy South Fair. I make a good tarragon vinegar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be perfect for that.
Why don't you make... Okay, yeah.
Make what?
Pickles.
pickles is a different thing.
Pickles are like, totally different.
You have to make a brine. I feel like Caleb would be good at
pickles. Okay, how do you make vinegar?
You just soak some shit in some other vinegar.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
And then put a cool label on it.
Yeah, exactly.
No. What's the it's more than that.
Is it like letting wine go bad? That makes vinegar, right?
Vinegar is very specific. It's like acetic acid is what it's called. And water. So it's like you can make it in a lab. Like you can make pure vinegar. Like the purest of vinegar with like chemistry.
We have a vinegar mother in there, but for my tarragon vinegar, I just took some white wine vinegar, some sherry vinegar, some arbol chilies, some garlic cloves, and a bunch of tarragon.
What is tarragon? It's a spice.
It's an herb. It's actually one of my favorite herbs.
So an easy way to make vinegar is to take a bottle of wine and pull the cork out and just let it sit.
Okay.
And then it turns into vinegar because the alcohol evaporates and then it becomes vinegar.
I would say tarragon's somewhere between licorice and basil in its flavor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always thought... Yeah. Isn't basil... I think those are related plants. They're probably all related.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, what
is licorice? What's the name of the licorice plant, though? Isn't it anise?
Anise is similar, but they're okay. Licorice. When it grows, it actually grows a licorice plant, and it has licorice leaves and stuff. So they'll use that as an herb in cooking.
Oh, okay.
Actual licorice. And also, what is that stuff called? There's a root that tastes a lot like licorice. Oh.
Not horseradish.
No, it just escapes me right now. A fennel. It's fennel.
Oh, yeah.
Fennel root.
They all have that very similar taste. Yeah, fennel definitely tastes like black licorice. I mean, red licorice isn't based on anything, is it?
No, that's not a real thing. But I do love red vines. Keep that Twizzler shit away from me, though.
Oh, yeah. Twizzlers are so waxy.
They're so foul, and my dad loves them. when I would get them in my trick-or-treating basket, I would give my dad all my Twizzlers and Smarties.
I mean,
buy them off my ass.
To me, it always felt like, oh, yeah, this is the Twizzlers and Red Vines was like the difference between like heavily manufactured candy and like something more traditional. Like Red Vines, like, oh, this is what candy used to be back in the good old days. Like back when you bought your candy out of a wooden barrel.
Do you remember the Red Vines rope? It was 3 feet long.
Yes, the rope was awesome.
And they had the chocolate rope, too, and the chocolate rope was actually dank as well.
Oh, I never had the chocolate rope.
I used to get the chocolate rope from Thunder Raceway in Sholo.
I was never Thunder that into Raceway. Those things. I thought they were too waxy. Like, they're very, like...
Wait, are you... Red Vines are also waxy?
Red Vines and Twizzlers. What is that... Licorice. Any licorice.
He doesn't like licorice.
I'm not a licorice fan.
But I'm saying that the red vines had this like nice matte finish to them. They weren't...
Yeah.
No, I understand their smoothness.
and the flavor difference, and, he just doesn't like them.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
they were,
I guess they do still have that waxy quality.
They were
quality.
Juicier.
I really can't wait until the angry mob comes to your house with their pitchforks and their lit torches. And I'm going to have to turn a blind eye as they drag you to the riverside and throw you in, Eddie. Sorry.
I have a good story.
I love licorice.
Either Red Vine. I think it was Red Vine. Our teacher in like third grade was trying to teach us about number lines. And like she taped this number line on the carpet. And was like, okay, get from here to here.
Wait, what's a number line?
How you draw numbers? Like, do you remember they do it on the floor? Like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like 0, 1, 2, 3. And it's just numbers on a line, basically.
Oh, I didn't know what that was, but now I do.
Oh. And so, you know, like, she just made this thing. And it was kind of like 1990s, like, I'm going to be like this creative teacher.
Right.
Now that I look back on it as like a 30-year-old, I'm like, okay, she was just trying something new.
Yeah.
And like most of the kids were trying to get across the number line as fast as possible. Like,
wait, what was the goal of the...
There was no goal. She goes, okay. Like, get from here to here.
There and was like, no other instruction?
She gave no other instructions. And we're going to count how many... Like, it's a number line, so we're going to count how many... times it takes you to get to the other spot.
Oh, so that was the point. You're going to find out how many times it takes you to get to the other side.
Oh, man.
My ass doesn't even
story.
Get this. So I understand how she expected you tots to do it.
It was like 3 feet.
Okay.
It wasn't very long. And like some dudes were like jumping it
in one step.
Some bros.
And then like other people were like trying to do it, but it took them two. And then, you know, it went down the line and then it got to me and I did it as like, I took as many steps as possible. I took 63 steps or something like that. And everyone was like, oh, that's stupid. What you doing? No, 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 no. And then at the end, she gave away Red Vine by the foot or inch. Like, I got so much Red Vine.
Oh, whoever, from this. You get one for every step. You got so much Red Vine for every step you took.
And that turned out to be the goal. And then I was like, man, I don't like this stuff. But I became very popular because of that. Because
everyone wanted some of your Red Vine.
Giving away some Red Vine.
That is a really weird thought experiment on your teacher's part.
Yeah, like it's kind of like...
What did you learn from that?
It's like a sexual thing, right? It's like, hold your load. Like, don't...
What?
Don't blow it.
I think that's what I was about
the same age, I had corn pop for breakfast, mm-hmm. and then I went to school, and I got to school, and I was like, what the fuck is in my ear? There's something in my ear, and it was a corn pop. There's a corn
How
pop.
How did it get in there?
How did it get a corn pop in my damn ear when I was eating breakfast?
So what happened?
I just pulled it out, and I was like, what's in my ear? And I like pulled it out. I was like,
that's lucky.
Not the corn pop. I'm sorry. It was a what are those little sugar puffs? Sugar puffs with sugar bear. Remember those?
Puffed
corn or
The same as puffed wheat, but with sugar on it.
They're called sugar puffs.
Yeah, sugar pop. Yeah, I had a sugar pop.
And he was
in
sugar bear.
And he was
okay.
Sugar
so
bear.
That's smaller than a. Although pops vary in size.
Yeah, it wasn't a corn pop. I'm sorry. It was a sugar pop.
Okay.
Probably had some corn in it.
Yeah. And ever since then, I see a sugar pop, and it makes me think of earwax. And when I think of earwax, it makes me think of a sugar pop. Like, they all are kind of intermingled in my head and let them resemble one another.
When I think of, like, length, I think of Red Vine. Like, that's about 7 Red Vines long. Like, what's the length of a normal, like, they don't
a
sell
Red
Vine
is
anymore.
Probably almost a foot long.
Do they
think?
Sell it by the foot? Like, can you go to a candy store and just, they have the, like, spindle where,
probably.
Like you like just a, crank it out
like
until
some
you're
rope?
Like, how much do you want?
I don't not
they,
think
like,
so.
Do it
do you
by
guys,
length.
Can you think of a, is there a great, like, vintage candy store in Athens?
I don't know anything about that, no.
What about that? Downtown,
I love those.
World Market as well as, I feel like there's another place that's, I guess just.
Oh, Fresh Market. Yeah, Fresh Market has really good candy.
Oh, yeah, the Flesh Market does have good candy.
Wait, World Market is someplace in Athens?
It's not in Athens, but you know the World Market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a candy section?
Oh, they have a badass candy section.
I don't think
World
I've
Market.
Ever been in one.
We need to go. Next time, let's go to Atlanta soon and go to World Market, especially right here before Halloween, because they have some really good, nice decorations.
Oh, like World Candy? They have World Candy?
Yeah. I really like the World Market. Like, you know, as far as like big chain stores go, I'd say World Market's up there for me.
I'm sure I would like it. I just haven't ever been to one.
And it's good to go after Christmas or after Halloween, because there's tons of decorations that they've discounted.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll even have like themed... like alcohols and stuff for the season as well. It's a really neat store. I like it a lot.
You're selling me on it.
Yeah.
What are you looking up, Eddie?
I'm on the redvines.com website.
He's trying to fruit by the foot.
34 inches is the longest that they sell. They have a section called recipes.
How long is just a typical red vine rope? Not a rope, but the twisty one.
I think
one.
It's about a Eight? Foot. And they sell them in bags, like of multiple... Red Vines.
I loved it when you could eat the big bag. They would sell them at lunch.
Oh, yeah?
They would just have the big bag, like, behind the table.
But it also had a piece of cardboard, like, a little tray.
The little box, like, you'd get from the theater. But, like, at my school, for, like, they'd sell them 10 cents a vine, but they'd sell it, like, this teacher would send his little minions out, and they would just carry around a bag of Red Vines. And, like,
here's some highlights from the recipes section. They have Patriotic Punch, which looks like an alcoholic beverage with the Red Vines.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't even talk about drinking through your Red Vine, which is the best experience.
It ruins the Red Vine, though. I don't like the Red Vine afterwards.
They have Red Vines.
Are you drinking milk out of it? I'm drinking milk.
Eddie, go on, please.
They have Red Vines Cherry Pie, which is a cherry pie with red vines on the side, looks like. And then they have Red Vine Salsa, which looks like chips and salsa with red vines on the side. I'm not looking at the actual recipes. I'm just looking at the headlines. And probably, I should have saved the best for last. I guess salsa was the best one.
What are you drinking through a red vine?
Soda pop, usually.
Soda. Punch, okay, yeah. I'm definitely drinking milk, which made it taste better.
Cranberry
juice. They improved each other.
Cranberry
juice. That sounds
juice,
awful.
Kid-friendly pina colada.
Disgusting.
Mocktail blue raspberry drink.
No. That, ugh.
That does sound awful.
Thank God they never made banana red vines.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, oh, they vines. Probably made banana Twizzlers, though.
Oh, and you drink your milk through that?
You can't even drink through a Twizzler, though, can you?
It's like they said smoking would be, and they'd make you breathe through the little swizzle sticks, and they'd be like, if you smoked for 20 years, this is what it'd be like to breathe.
Oh, I never got that lecture.
Oh, they did that in my junior high science class. Oh, they made somebody who'd smoked for a bunch of years come in and talk about it, and then they gave us all swizzle sticks, like the little ones that are pinched in the center. And they're like, this is what breathing is like after being a smoker.
They didn't bring in somebody with the throat thing?
It was just like an old, like probably the teacher's friend.
I would have never smoked if they had compared it to red vines. I looked at the red vine salsa, and it's just like a salsa recipe with like red vines chopped up into it. Maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe that's an
interesting
thing.
Choice. Our next party is going to be red vine themed.
That's awful.
All the food will have red vines in it.
Yeah.
We could probably get it sponsored though, right?
No, maybe they seem pretty desperate with their like salsa recipes and whatnot.
Well, candy's gotten so newfangled.
So I feel like we've talked about this, but with candy, the whole marketing scheme of it is that kids will try anything once, and they usually go for gross, weird, or sour.
Okay.
So they really try to like make things that look like toilets or like tongues coming out of mouths or things that look like, you know, gross and weird, because kids will try it once. Like, they try and make stuff disposably flavorful. Like, they don't really care about like catching a kid's interest.
Right.
They just want them to try it. And that's why it comes in all kinds of like dispensers and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I was watching some marketing thing on it on, I think it was the old Amazon Prime flicks.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's like the other Netflix, right? Like, there's nothing on Netflix. Switch over to Amazon
I think it's
Prime
better.
Flix.
Really?
I haven't been using Netflix for a few months because I've found that only women pay for Netflix, I've found. Because I asked.
That would be an interesting statistic.
I asked any of my dude friends, like, hey, can I get your Netflix password? And they're like, no, like, I got my mom's or my girlfriend's or this other girlfriend's or this, like. And
my grandma's.
I was able to schmooze Jamie for her Netflix password for a while, but then she stopped paying for it. So now I need to find some other lady's Netflix password to use.
You could use mine.
I don't know that. It's just funny that I've not been able to find a man who pays for his Netflix, except for Eli. Eli's apparently the only guy.
So do men pay for their Amazon Prime?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Okay.
Everyone's using their parents' Amazon Prime, from what I can tell.
I think we're self-sufficient in our Amazon Prime.
It's a yearly subscription, and that's what I ask for every year for Christmas.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's kind of like...
Yeah, it's nice.
And, but then I just get like $100 or whatever the subscription fee is. Like, they just give me cash.
Yeah.
And then I think it's under your name. Like, we have it on your account.
The Amazon is? Yeah, probably. And then your parents pay for our Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
We're
I
on
share
their
my,
Hulu.
But I traded them our Netflix password for
there
their
you go.
Hulu password.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's a good trade.
I need to get Rich's WWE Network password from
him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Rich, if you're listening, text Donovan.
Yeah, hit
me
up.
He has
706-521-3716.
I'm sure he has WWE Network as
well. He probably does, yeah, but WWE does come on USA, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing that it doesn't come on WWE Network live, because it has to come on live on USA, and then on Tuesday, the next day, they have it on the network.
Well, I have YouTube TV, so maybe I could hook you up.
What is that good for besides skipping commercials?
Just getting anything you want to watch that if
you
don't have cable?
It seems like you don't know much about it. Like, you should look at it. It's pretty intense. Like, it's live TV, live sports.
Oh, I was watching that today, actually.
But then it's also, like, you can DVR, fast forward, rewind.
YouTube has, like, the the channel WB Kids has a 24/7 Tom and Jerry stream on YouTube that I just found today. And that was pretty good.
Oh, that sounds cool.
That's what I was watching when I was almost late to the podcast. I was watching the 24-hour Dear Tom and Jerry stream.
When we flew to London, I watched a lot of Tom and Jerry. Because, like, I don't know. I think my computer in the back seat was malfunctioning. And I was like, Tom and Jerry is fun. So, we don't have a topic tonight, but... We can talk about
following with suit with psyllium husk, as well as you're eating the cucumber.
Yeah, I finished.
I have a little story.
Oh, nice!
That just happened yesterday.
I do wonder what that's going to do to my bowels. Like, am I going to have a real cucumber poop?
It's gonna. I think it's going to be crisp.
I ate two very big salads yesterday from Jason's Deli. Like, I just ordered it on. I got because it's like a salad bar.
Uh-huh. Right. Classic. It's comparable to Sizzler, would you say?
Yeah, it's a great salad bar.
They have some meat toppings too, though, right?
They have like chopped, I think turkey and bacon are really the only meat toppings they have.
Is it pure salad bar or are there other salads? Salads.
They make pre-made salads and stuff in the kitchen and sandwiches and all kinds of stuff. They just also happen to have a salad bar.
Okay.
And it seems like a lot of people hit that up.
Okay.
Before we get to the shape of your poop, I want to talk about buffets because I want to start frequenting buffets because I think buffets are like the people with kid thing to do. Like buffets were invented by people with children.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy people with children, sense. Though.
I don't even know if it's heavy people with children because like my kids eat.
So much?
Four different things.
No, you just can't determine what they're going to eat.
Oh, yeah. And you don't know which of those four things they're going to eat on any occasion. Especially and you ask them, and then you make it, and then they don't eat it.
Sizzler.
And so it's like the buffet is the beautiful response to that. It's like, oh, you can have everything available to you.
You don't have to make a decision until it's coming into your mouth.
Sizzler has a actual children's buffet, too. And that has like chicken fingers and Jello on it, and just like kids' food.
Yeah, pizza.
They have a kids' buffet.
Do they have a Sizzler? I want to go to a buffet because I feel like that would solve a lot of.
I wonder if there's a Golden Corral in Athens.
Oh, I was gonna say food. Golden Corral.
I know we have a
thing.
Ryan's restaurant,
and that's a buffet.
It's pre Golden Corral in my mind. It's like Golden Corral based their stuff off of Ryan's.
Okay, I've never been to either one.
But it's also a steakhouse. So they have like a buffet style steak where you go up to the steak person and they're like carving up a bovine.
Golden Corral is off the chain.
Yeah,
like,
I've only gone there with my
family, like my mom's side of the family. They're like, oh, family's in town. Where are we going to go eat? Let's go to Golden Corral. And they get like these, gigantic heaping plates. I'm like, you know, you can make more than one trip, right? Like, it's like.
No, I used to love like loading up a baked potato at Golden Corral because you can like get your baked potato from the baked potato section.
And then anything in the restaurant.
Just like pile like gravy and cheese.
Shrimp.
And like, yeah, you could put shrimp on it. You could put like bacon on it. You could put steak on it.
Last time I was there, you know, there's a guy grilling steak all the time, but it's just like one big steak that he's cutting pieces off of.
Yeah.
And I like go up to him, I'm like, hey, man, do you have anything that's like rare? And he like has this pretty much like barely sizzled lump of flesh that he holds up on the fork. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I want. And he like looks around to like see if anyone sees him serving that to me.
Then
he like lays it down and cuts it off and then like wipes the cutting board off really quickly and like gives it to me. I thought it was real funny that he's like, I can't have anybody see me giving this guy raw meat.
Wait, where was that?
It was at the Golden Corral.
In California?
No, it was in Morenci, or I'm sorry, Safford, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I went to go visit my uncle and he took me to the Golden Corral.
Because I feel like I've been to Golden Corral and or got some steak from the steak guy and been like, give me something rare.
Uh-huh.
And Florida, they didn't really like, they're like, okay, slap.
Yeah.
You know, that noise. All right, what's the sound that a bloody piece of steak landing on a plate and go?
I can't. I can't just make that with my mouth.
Isn't it like a?
It's like a flop. I would say
flop.
You, I think a good thing you could use is probably like a head of celery. You take a head of celery and you hit it against like a cutting board, and it would probably make a really good like.
But I feel like you also want a little bit of a clink of the ceramic on the wood table.
Oh, right.
What ceramic?
The plate.
The plate.
Oh, the plate. I'm thinking of just throwing it on the cutting board.
Maybe just a half of a cabbage and drop it.
Yeah.
Onto our wood floor.
Is the cabbage wet? I think it needs to be wet.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
That was Cher. Cher, thanks for coming by.
So anyway, update.
Do you
want
to go to a buffet?
Oh
no, you don't.
Oh yeah, I do.
Oh okay, what let's do a buffet day.
Oh yeah. Well, okay, you guys.
It's all like, going Sizzler together.
No, okay. Like, there's this new buffet.
Like, we love going to big family, and like we could just go to like some really weird buffet.
There's this new Mexican food buffet in Athens.
Oh,
that's supposed to be good. Why is that so bad?
I'm just saying, like,
because where is it? What part of Athens is it located in?
I think it's like North Avenue, Danielsville Road. But the flagpole said it was good.
Flagpole, okay.
Yeah, no, the flagpole's a reputable rag.
That could be
good. Is that a rag? I only look at the classifieds. You catch me looking at anything besides the classified or the flagpole.
Oh, too cool.
I keep it in the outhouse for a reason. Okay, it's not to read it.
I think a Mexican buffet could be great. Like, that sounds awesome. I want to do that. I also want to do like an Asian buffet, like Chinese food buffet, because that's awesome. But what I'm talking of, what we were talking about is like the Golden Corral, like American buffet. And I think our American children would just.
I'd like to go to Jason's. We should try that.
Oh, yeah.
But Jason's. I guess our kids like Chinese food. So maybe the Chinese food buffet, like Meadowlark could eat a duck and be like, I'm eating a duck.
Well, we did go to the very nice breakfast buffet, which is a
real
treat.
The first time you guys go to a buffet, I'd like to join you guys to see the girls at the buffet.
Yeah,
wonderment.
How they do.
I think it would be a fun thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
When I was a kid, it was fun. It was mind-blowing. Like, we would always go to breakfast. Like, whenever we were on the road, we'd stop at Shoney's for their breakfast buffet.
Oh, yeah.
And breakfast buffets aren't great, but I was like, I can't believe that they have all of this breakfast food. Like,
maybe
I can eat as much bacon as I want.
Because Safi likes bacon. I just feel like it's the perfect thing to do for children who don't know about making up their minds. They don't know about how important it is to make up your mind.
Yeah, and then it's like, actually, adults don't know how to do that either. So
I had a hard time yesterday at Jason's Deli. Like, I make the mistake of making my first salad, like, way too bomb. Like, they have all kinds of pickled toppings to put on it, and I'm a big fan of, like, different pickled
beans.
Well,
we talked about pickles.
Right.
They even have pickled lima beans, which are...
Really?
I'm sorry, not... lima beans, but like kidney beans.
Oh yeah,
which I didn't know I was a big fan of until recently. But
I didn't know you could pickle beans.
Oh, they're bomb.
Yeah.
So my first salad always turns out great. So my second salad, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this one different, you know. So it's not. And then I'm like, this salad sucks. So then I have to go for a third salad to make up for it, and that's what happened to me yesterday.
No.
So did you do the soft serve at all?
yes.
Don't shame. I think the idea of buffets, though, like the idea that one has to tackle, and like, I guess this is just in our think tank circle, but like, we have to tackle this idea of waste, and it's like, if you make the plate, you have to finish the plate, and it's like you're creating compost, or you're creating like you're creating compostable waste, which is
the best waste.
It's the best kind of waste. I don't know, like I think the idea though is like,
oh, I you think don't a wanna, buffet like, is a definitely plate. Wasteful whether you go or you don't
and
go.
But what I'm saying is the most fun I've had at a buffet is before I understood any of those concepts, and I was just like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to get, like, 9 different plates.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just going to put, like, gummy bears on this one. And then I'm going to put, like, maybe, like, a baked potato on this one. And then I'm going to put, like, you know, chicken fried chicken on this one and mm-hmm. mashed potatoes on this one.
Oh, yeah.
I just like went through plates, like using up plates. Like, that's the American dream.
It is. I miss when they used to just have gummy bears on the buffet.
Like, that's Ryan's true. Restaurant. Maybe that's where we should go. Ryan's Restaurant.
I'll try it.
Ryan's Restaurant this Sunday.
We'll be okay, there. But then next Sunday, Desi we got. Let's do Sunday. A little yeah. buffet. Okay, never mind. Let's do a buffet.
She gets back at 5, though.
She'll, like, listen to this podcast on the airplane and hate this idea and be like, no, we're not doing that.
That's why she gets back at 5, and we're going to go people watch for church at 2 p.m. at Ryan's.
Give it a lunch buffet.
Oh, I'm working the J&J on Saturday, by the way.
What?
You want to come on down and see me. I'm selling Desi's shit at the J&J
again
on Saturday, a second time, and my boss is going to join me, and he's going to sell some of his own That's fine cool. wares.
Well, Eddie honestly was just brought up today the idea of having a yard sale.
Yeah, I wanted to have a yard
he
sale.
He wanted to meet me down there Saturday, Eddie?
Well, no, part of it was just like, oh, it's I just a good way to just like be outside and then.
But maybe, yeah, we'll come down.
Yeah, like I want to come down for sure. That sounds
if
fun.
If you're out there, we'll definitely
yeah, come down. Unless if we don't get rained out, I'll contact you. But anyone else in the Athens area, come on down to the J&J.
Are you going
to
do a covered
Wonderful
booth?
Wonderful Wares, that's your name?
Covered booth? What's the name of the wares?
Wonderful Wares, that's the name of your table.
Cool Dawns, Volley of Savings, Dig, Set, Save. Cool Dawns, Volley of Savings.
Dig, Set, Save? Did you just make that up?
No, that's always been what I want for my thrift store to be. Dawn's Volley of Savings. Dig, set, save.
So that's 706-521-3716. You can email us at
my double entendre. You know?
I love it.
Or you can at Athens Public Twitter us.
Can I tell you guys about my pee now? As long as I can tell you what happened. Pretty long time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and you've got a backstory too that you want to tell.
Yeah, sure.
A backstory.
Uh-huh. I interrupted you with buffet talk.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you wanted to talk about your shit, Jason, from Jason's
Deli. Oh, right. Should that be first?
No,
I could delay talking about this pee, and that would just make the talk about the pee even better.
Why don't you go ahead, Meg?
Poop first. Let's talk about pee
Meg,
first.
Why doesn't Meg just go ahead?
It goes number one, then number two.
Okay, right. Number one first. It was a very satisfying pee, and I'm well worth the wait. And every time I think about a satisfying pee, I think about Tom Hanks in League of Their Own. Maybe you guys don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
It was a very formidable moment in my movie watching career. And I was a huge Tom Hanks fan.
Before that, like, explain that, it. I don't know it.
So it's, you know, these girls are playing baseball because the men are away at war. And Tom Hanks is like, he's a coach, but he's like a men's coach. And he's like, has to coach these women in baseball. And he's like, this is bullshit. And so he shows up on the first day of practice and is it Julia Davis? Is that her name? She's, you know, she's trying to communicate with him because she's going to be like the captain of the team. And he's all hungover and she follows him into the bathroom and he pees in the urinal and he just like keeps peeing for like several seconds longer than you think he's gonna keep peeing, and then he stops, and then he like starts again.
Yeah,
like
keeps going.
His pee keeps interrupting her starting talking, you know, and
yeah,
it's a very important moment in my life.
It happens.
I never saw that movie, but I have a similar story. I went
Gina Davis, not Julia Gina, yeah. Davis.
Oh, I'm glad you like.
She's also an archer.
I was thinking of Julia Roberts, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, I think I got that. I kind of crossed my wires there. Yeah,
I went pee in high school in the cafeteria bathroom one time, and I say one time because the cafeteria bathroom was known for like smokers. Like, I don't know. Like, you never went to the cafeteria bathroom. You go to any other bathroom in high right. school for some reason. And I was like, I just have to pee. Like, I've been holding it all day, and I need to pee. And I don't care. Like, there were, like, I walked in, there were people smoking in the thing, and I was like, whatever, I'm just going to pee. And I started peeing, and it was like, it was a lot of pee. Like, it was taking a really long time, and it was like lasting longer than I, you know, but I didn't care because I didn't like, you know, I wasn't going to like stop peeing because there were people listening to the pee. And I just kept peeing and peeing and peeing. And then eventually they stopped smoking and came out. And they like, you know, I guess they were smoking pot or something. They're like, damn. Like, that dude's peeing forever. And, like, they were high as fuck.
They started
like,
cheering.
Yeah, they were kind of, like, impressed with how long
I
was peeing.
Oh, he's still going.
Yeah, and that was the reaction that I took from it. Maybe they were, like, ridiculing me, but they seemed to be, like, praising me.
Yeah.
For the length of pee. And it's weird because, like, when you can pee a lot and not, like, you don't have to take a breath or anything. You can just keep peeing.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps going.
If you could pee forever, it'd be like going into stasis.
I do feel like, do you think women pee faster?
Maybe.
I kind of think they do. I mean, I don't think I could. I've never had like a really long pee. If I have a lot, it just expels really fast.
I've had like 2 minute pees. Like,
no way.
It seems like it. Like it's unbelievably long. Like I'm standing there for longer than 60 seconds.
I would like to hear from the females if you've ever had like a two minute pee. I feel like it just gushes out really fast.
That's possibly the point of the scene in the Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, right? It was to distinguish gender?
Like, oh yeah. How could anyone pee for that long?
Yeah.
I guess the urethra on the penis is a very small opening.
And it's like a constant flow.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. You know?
Yeah, and
is
like
the mechanism that different?
You can push and make it go faster, but like there's a point where you can't make it go any faster.
Okay.
It's like when you open the hose all the way.
Yeah, definitely like when you open the hose all the way.
I mean, I guess if I worked at it, I could keep the hose. I feel like default is open the hose all the way.
Yeah, I guess the...
when you have to go, you're not like kind of opening the hose if you really got to go. Just got to get it all out.
Yeah.
I can look it up if you want. I'm sure it's on...
Do
women pee faster than men? I'll Google
three
it.
Large salads, and I too peed out of my butt this morning when I woke up, and I've heard that will happen. Like, I had forgotten that, like, you know, people who eat a lot of greens and vegetables and stuff, there's a lot of water in those vegetables.
So was it uncomfortable?
No, it wasn't. Well, I woke up with like a hardcore gas pain. I was like, what in the world? And then like literally like just water like out of my butt. And I was like, I can't believe this. Like this hasn't happened. Like when I haven't been sick. Like, ever to me.
I don't know that's ever happened to me.
That's crazy, really? It's happened to me when I've been, like, absolutely ill in the past.
Just water? Been,
what are you talking about?
Talking about the things that have come out of our butt.
I was just thinking about, like, there hasn't been, like, a pee race. Like, a...
Between who?
A man and a woman.
Like what's the famous
who can get
tennis?
Done more quickly?
I'm thinking of Blade Runner versus Serena.
Is it for distance? Well,
he was a runner.
Serena
and
Williams.
She's
tennis player. Is it timed or for distance?
It's timed.
Good for question, distance, though. Yeah.
Boy.
I mean,
Do men pee faster than women? Or no, I actually googled do women pee faster than men? Just
see,
for the record.
I think the go-to thought would be like the old joke that like the men's room doesn't have a line and the women's room does. But I don't think it's that men actually, the act of like the beginning of the urine stream to the end of the urine stream is not faster for men. Even though, like, the turnaround in a bathroom is faster.
Well, no, that's not why. It's because we, like, you know how birds will get around a bird feeder and all feed at the same point?
Uh-huh.
We'll all pee in the urinal at the same
time. Oh, yeah. Like, women need a toilet.
Three men can pee in the urinal
right.
at a time. I don't think that ever happens.
Yeah, and you don't have to pull down your pants and sit down.
I don't know anything about that. All right. So next topic of business, Coco Pelly. Keep them or go in 2019.
I don't even know if Eddie knows what that is.
You know Coco Pellietti?
What? I'm reading about pee.
Look up Coco Pellietti. Keep him or leave him? What do you mean?
Coco Pellietti is the flute playing a Rasta guy from
No, it's
Arizona.
Like a spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it Navajo?
I think it's a Hopi.
Hopi?
I've seen it. It's
he's around
Joshua Tree.
Why would you is it for us to take or leave?
Wait, well, what are you talking about?
You know, he's just popular. He wanes and comes and
oh,
goes.
Oh, he comes and goes.
In his popularity. So I'm saying in 2019, is he on the rise or on the fall?
I thought he was on the rise.
In my mind.
But I don't know. I haven't been to Arizona that much.
He's everywhere.
Right.
You don't think you think it transcends Arizona?
That cowboy that's like the cowboy leaning on the porch with the hat.
Oh,
it's not a fucking porch. It's a cactus.
Yeah, no.
Or a cross.
Sometimes he's, I agree with Eddie, sometimes he's okay. Leaning on the porch.
On the saloon steps.
Yeah, exactly.
Hand-boned as fuck.
It's, that
he's
is
like waiting for a game.
The same emotion I have toward the Coco Pelle.
You say it's just a bit of Southwest Americana.
Yeah, so maybe I just lump it all into
it's
the
Calvin.
Like, oh,
it's Calvin
like,
peeing on something?
Yeah. Or like...
a little bit tacky is what you're saying.
Or Calvin like praying to God. Maybe that's... More accurate. Yeah, have you seen the one where Calvin's like on
yeah,
the
yeah,
praying.
Praying to God.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and then you
more
should have
accurate
the, should have the cowboy
the
peeing on Calvin
ball.
Praying to God.
Oh my God.
The cowboy's not in a
but
great
like
position
with the
for
whole
peeing.
Family. Like when he's or, prostrate.
Yeah.
Boy, we've talked for an hour or more.
Already?
Okay.
Okay. I think Coco Pelle is coming back into the picture on a national scale or international scale. I'm not sure.
Sure.
I think there's going to be a Netflix original about him.
All right. Eddie, you got that Suwannee River queued up?
I do. Thanks for listening. Let's,
this has been P-Gate 2018.
Thanks for listening to our musings about poop and pee and Jason's Deli and buffets. Dr. Sharp, I assure you, will be back next week.
Thanks.
To prevent us from doing anything like what we just did.
In the last 2 weeks.
Last week, it was a little more structured. And I feel like she will whip us back into shape, and this will be the Think Tank Athens Public Podcast that you have been...
Sated...
missing or wanting or
yeah always
I think they liked it. I think they liked it a little
well
bit.
Hey, let us know.
Yeah. athenspublic@gmail.com. tweet at us at @athenspublic. You can find us on Facebook.
Oh, can they send us their favorite pickles?
Yeah,
so we can have a pickle eating contest.
Yeah, let us
just
know
text
your favorite pickle.
Text it to 706-521-3716. And we will read them all on the air next week. Unless Dr. Sharp tells us now. We appreciate you listening. And we love you all.
Great.